News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new network of cycling lanes is already causing some controversy. Just last week, new infrastructure was put up in Kilmainham in Dublin, but some people are saying traffic in the area is now worse than ever as a result. So is cycling infrastructure being welcomed there? Is everybody rushing to welcome those on two wheels? Our reporter Barry White has been finding out.
New cycling lanes and barriers that were erected in Kilmainham just last week are already causing controversy. Some business owners say the new infrastructure has made traffic a lot worse.
My name is Ali, owner of the business in Kilmainham, Cutting Edge Barber. Talking about the cycle, all there is it's a bit awkward. There is, you see, for delivering stuff to the business and I know, I understand is the cycle lane is important for safety for people, and but they have to be balanced in between, like putting a cycle area and the business loading vans, like goods to the shops.
Yeah, and the cycle lanes and the barriers have only been here maybe over a week. Have you noticed there's a lot more traffic in the area?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, more traffic. And we also concern how the fire brigade, the ambulance, how can they pass through? It's very complicated.
However, cyclists say the new lanes and barriers have made what was once an unsafe area for cyclists now safe.
It was instantly much, much better. Very, very dangerous around here, particularly at the junctions and when you're turning left because of the filter lights. But anyway, straight away I noticed that I felt much safer being separated from the mass of traffic. And it's great.
Do you think this will encourage more people in this area to cycle now?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think all these things that are happening hopefully will make people, and particularly like young people, feel that they can cycle safe.
As a cyclist, there's just not enough cycle lanes and cars just come too close to you. I've had too many run-ins where they literally clip you. So I think the barriers are great. You just feel a lot safer. I think ideally we would have almost like a whole like segregated area for cyclists and like that it wouldn't impact businesses, but unfortunately there's not enough thought has gone into the design of these cycle lanes as well.
My name is Michael Pigeon. I'm a green councillor for the southwestern inner city. I think they're definitely really positive. Like, I know this stretch myself. I live around the corner, but I've also heard people. There's two schools at the end of the road. There's Gale School there, in particular, where a lot of people used to cycle. Kids were getting injured. Some of those lost the confidence to hop on a bike. And you know, you look around this area. The majority of households don't have a car, but it's still not a safe place to cycle. So I think, in terms of, you know, obviously in terms of climate change, but also in terms of just having an area that's safe where people have options other than the car. You need to have safe cycling infrastructure. I've been pushing for this for more than a year, so I'm glad they've gone in. But there's definitely teething problems we need to sort out in terms of deliveries and access.
So it's rush hour traffic here in Kilmainham. Traffic is normally busy here, but since the cycle lanes came in over a week ago, you can certainly see that the traffic is a lot busier than usual. And right now, a fire brigade is trying to get through, and it can't because the lanes are so busy.
I think it's absolutely crazy because there normally needs to be two lanes of traffic going down, and cutting one lane off is only going to make traffic heavier, and people need to get out onto the M50 to go down the country and that kind of thing. So
although it's made cycling safer, do you think it's made just this area a lot more congested?
Well, it's always congested. It always has been for many years. But it will really make things crazy, completely manic.
So there is a certain amount of pushback against the cycle lanes that are opening in Kilmainham. There is it happening where you are? Do you have something similar? 53106. There's one outside the studio here in Cork, Ciara, that every time I walk out, I nearly get absolutely creased by a cyclist because it's new and I'd never seen it before. And I do apologise to all the cyclists that I've walked out in front of in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but in fairness, I think we just have to adapt, to be honest. You wouldn't step out without looking into the road with traffic, but yet we kind of go, oh, look, bloody cyclists. I think we need to support cycling. Do you know what I mean?
It's the I never call them bloody cyclists. Yeah, no, I just go, lovely cyclists, here you please, pass by me at 600 miles an hour as I try to walk along.
Listen, I think we need to encourage and adapt to our new cycling overlords.